This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
Do you love music? Then you need to visit Shearer's Music Works.
From aspiring guitarist to touring pianist, Shearer's caters to musicians of all chords. In store, you'll find an amazing range of instruments and print music, and if your instrument needs a tune-up, they have on-site repair and servicing. Shearer's Music Works on Anglesey Street, Hamilton. Your total music store.
Proud sponsor of the Back Porch Bluegrass Show on Free FM.
Welcome to another edition of Back Porch Bluegrass. That opening tune is one called Sunburst that was recorded in 1976 in Sydney, Australia, in the Channel 9 studios. I was playing banjo, Colin Trenwith on fiddle, Colin Watson on the guitar, including that hot lick at the end, Alan James on bass, and I put in a little bit of dobro picking over the top of it. Original tune, I really liked the concept of using the D tuners to go through minor chords, and the song Sunburst is what it's called, the result. I thought it was an appropriate start because we've had a real sunburst in Hamilton weather lately, and every day's been up to 28 degrees, which is pretty hot for us, and it was in fact getting a bit too hot for me, so we've had sunny weather, so we've had a real sunburst, so that was a great start. Let's listen to some interesting bluegrass from Mark Johnson and Emery Lester from the album Acoustic Vision. Emery Lester is, of course, a fine mandolin player, guitarist, singer, fiddle, acoustic bass, and he plays most of those things on this album. Mark Johnson is known for his claw grass, which is sort of claw hammer style, but very melodic playing on the five-string banjo. And he is an absolute master at it. And together, it makes a wonderful sound. And here they are doing a song called My Sally.
My fiddle and bow, you'll be gone tomorrow. Hey, hey, cloudy day, no sun in the valley. Ever since she went away, I sure miss my Sally. We woke up one fine day, we drove to the city. She found it a lovely place, but I saw nothing pretty. She stayed, I went, I always will regret it. Late at night, I see her smile, I never will forget it. Hey ho, rain and snow, dark down in the hollow. Play for you with my fiddle and bow, you'll be gone tomorrow. She wrote a letter short and sweet, saying all was well. I wrote her a letter saying that my life was hell. I begged her to return, I swallowed all my pride. I never heard another word, I guess she did decide. Hey, hey, cloudy day, no sun in the valley. Ever since she went away, I sure miss my Sally. Who stole my heart to be with her again. Hey ho, rain and snow, dark down in the hollow. Play for you with my fiddle and bow, you'll be gone tomorrow. Hey, hey, cloudy day, no sun in the valley. Ever since she went away, I sure miss my Sally. Ever since she went away, I sure miss my Sally. Ever since she went away, I sure miss my Sally.
Oh, it's a very captivating sound, and the way that the clawhammer banjo just sort of rocks along in the background, picking out very clear notes, and Emery Lester has a great voice and great mandolin style. Hope you enjoyed that. We might hear them on a little bit later in this show. You never know your luck on this show. Let's get on and play a track from the band, Virginia Band, Nothing Fancy, and... Mike Andes plays mandolin and sings a lot of the lead. James Cox plays bass. Jacob Flick plays banjo. Jacob Luzon plays the guitar. Chris Sexton the fiddle. And they all share in the vocals quite a lot in the band. They've written a lot of the songs on the album. The album's called Here We Go Again. And I've, of course, picked up a song called The Thought of Loving You from the band Nothing Fancy.
There is magic in the air anytime that you are near. It's like a dream I'm watching come true. I like the thought of loving you. I think about you all the time. I just can't get you off my mind. A simple walk on a Sunday afternoon. I like the thought of loving you. I like the thought of loving you. And lately that's all I can do. I close my eyes, I let your memory come on through. I like the thought of loving you.
Reflective song, and I love playing banjo and things like that. It's just really nice. You got plenty of time, plenty of space in which to play some notes, just like the banjo player did there. And I think they did a great job of that song. Let's have a fiddle tune from Chad Manning from his album Chicken on a Rocket Ship. Chad Manning is a great fiddle player. I saw him at a concert in about 2013 in Berkeley in California, and it was a backyard concert, very enjoyable, just about 50 in the audience sitting around in a backyard watching these wonderful musicians, including Chad Manning and Jim Nunnally. I think Jody Stetcher was there, and can't quite recall who else was there, but he had this album, and I thought I'd better buy that album to remember the occasion, and not that that always works. And I'm going to play one of my favourite fiddle tunes, one called Back Up and Push. It's got David Grisman on mandolin, Jim Nunnally on guitar, and Chad Manning on fiddle, of course. Back Up and Push. Thank you. I just love that. It's a wonderful fiddle tune and very good fun to play. Playing backup is more fun than playing the lead, I reckon, but they do a great job. Well, talking of Jim Nunnally, he's in this next one too. The albums must have been stacked side by side. Dick Spruce and Jim Nunnally did an album called Brothers at Heart in 2003, and it's an excellent album featuring mostly just their two guitars, some just instrumentals, some songs, and it's like two friends sitting around picking, which is exactly what it is. And we're going to hear their version of a Stanley Brothers song, Think of What You've Done. And it sounds like this.
Heart to heart. Dear, how I need you, like the flowers need the dew. Loving you has been my life, dear. I can't believe we're really through. Is it true that I have lost you? Am I not the only one? After all this pain and suffering, darling, think of what you've done. Virginia, where the mountains meet the sky, in those hills I learned to love you. There I'll stay until I die. Is it true that I have lost you? Am I not the only one? After all this pain and suffering, darling, think of what you've done. How I need you, like the flowers need the dew. Loving you has been my life, dear. Can't believe we're really through. Is it true that I have lost you? Am I not the only one? After all this pain and suffering, darling, think of what you've done. Darling, think what you've done.
Oh, isn't that a great sound? Just the two of them sitting there. You can imagine them sitting face to face with a microphone each on their voices, a microphone on the guitars, pretty nice microphones, and set up and just picking away until they got the real feel of the song, and then they just put it into action. Wonderful music. I hope you really enjoyed that. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass, and this show comes to you from Free FM 89.0, independent community media in Hamilton, New Zealand. And I've lived in Hamilton for most of my life, apart from a few years spent in Sydney, Australia, and travelling around Australia playing music. And I've loved bluegrass music since I was about 16 years old and heard Flat and Scruggs play the Beverly Hillbillies theme and thought, that's how I want to learn to play banjo. And it kicked off a whole bunch of stuff, didn't it? I really enjoy playing records from my record collection and CDs from my CD collection, and that's what this show is all about. I don't keep up with the latest trends in bluegrass music. It's really just what my association with the music is and the artists who I particularly enjoy and what's on my shelves, and I hope you like my taste. I treat this show as though you're standing beside me and I pull a CD off the shelf and say, hey, you might like these guys. They sound interesting, you know, they're really good at harmony, or they have some interesting tunes, or this is what I don't like in bluegrass music. There's a few of those. And anyway, that's this show. Thank you very much for listening to it, tuning in. We're going to get into some more bluegrass very soon, but I just need to do a shout out to all the people listening on podcasts. I had a lovely letter from someone up in Duluth, Minnesota, where it's very cold at present. And as we're going into summer and having sunbursts every day, I felt sorry for them, but they probably feel sorry for us. Maybe they like the cold, but they listen on the podcast of bluegrass music. So thank you very much up in Duluth, Minnesota. I am all the other people who tune in on podcasts, thanks very much for that too. We're going to hear from Raymond McLean now, part of the well-known McLean family for a couple of decades, together with his dad and his sister and another brother. They toured as a McLean family and took bluegrass to many different countries of the world. And then Raymond is somewhat of a scholar, and he's spent all his life promoting bluegrass music. This album was originally released in 1994. He's got his brother Michael playing, his sister Ruth. He's got Mike Stevens, Glenn Duncan, and Jim and Jesse McReynolds there. And he brings a wonderful energy to the music. And I'm going to play a track which is an absolute basic track for bluegrass. It's called Bile Them Cabbage Down. And it's just a regular sequence, you know, G, C, G, D, blah, blah, right through. And he puts more words into the song than you ever heard. And he's got a wonderful feel to it. So let's listen to Raymond McLean playing Bile Them Cabbage Down. Thank you. there's so much energy in that that they, that's the way it should sound, and it really is, and I love that approach to it. We learned that song very early on from the next album that I'm going to play for you, one of the most influential albums I got, and we had to learn all our music from albums, of course, because there was no live bluegrass around Hamilton in the mid-1960s, and it was an album called Mountain Music Bluegrass Style, and it was one that was recorded, edited, annotated by Mike Seeger, and we later got to know Mike Seeger very well. And the album was very influential, lots of songs, and we learnt lots of those songs too before we started getting into sort of other bands that were playing. And I've picked a song from that album, Mountain Music Bluegrass Style, Bob Baker and the Pike County Boys. And I liked everything they did on the Mountain Music Bluegrass Style album, but I never really got to follow Bob Baker with his music, and I really liked his approach. And here they are doing a song called Little Willie.
Neighbors, I'd like to say that this is about one of the oldest songs that I can possibly remember. It was taught to me a long time ago by my mother when I was a little small boy. We hope you enjoy some of the words to it. The title of the song is Little Willie.
Just a real old-timey ballad, wasn't it? I know Mike Seeger particularly loved those sort of songs. And that was a lovely introduction that he did, just saying that he learnt the song from his mother and hope you like it. And that was Bob Baker and the Pike County Boys playing some very old-timey sounding bluegrass. Now, one of the groups that I sort of missed out on in my bluegrass experience was the Johnson Mountain Boys. And I read all about them in Bluegrass Unlimited and thought, oh, I'd love to see that group play. They sound like just the sort of group that I would really enjoy playing, sort of traditional bluegrass with a slightly modern twist to it, but really putting their hearts into it. And then an artist friend of mine who always accompanied his daily painting work at his studio with country music and bluegrass music said to me one day, I've got a whole bunch of albums that I don't play anymore. Do you want to have a look at them? And amongst them were four Johnson Mountain Boys albums. And I said, I don't believe you've got these. And he said, oh, I bought them from a secondhand record shop, and I thought they looked interesting. And he said, I've played them all. And he's quite correct. There was paint on some of the records, and he does wonderful artwork, Mr. Wayne Sinclair, but enjoys listening to bluegrass too. So I cleaned up the records, and we're going to hear a couple of tracks from the Johnson Mountain Boys in 1983. Dudley Connell, I think I call it Connell, but I think other people call it Connell. Dudley Connell on guitar and lead vocals, Richard Underwood on banjo and sometimes lead vocals, David McLaughlin on mandolin and fiddle, and he shares the vocal work too, Eddie Stubbs on fiddle and bass vocals, he's got a beautiful bass voice, and Larry Robbins on bass. And I've picked two songs. I'm not sure if they're related to each other in context, but the first song is called Don't Throw Your Life Away, and then the second song is called Say You'll Take Me Back. And I'm not sure if the words indicate that they're addressed to the same you, but we're going to listen to it anyway. The Johnson Mountain Boys, see what you think.
You say you'll never be my wife, 'cause you've done wrong in life, and from it all your heart is bruised and torn. But God will forgive you, and darling, I will too. But let me love you, don't throw your love away. But let me love you, don't throw your life away. Treated you mean and cheap, and your hurt I know was deep. The rose you found was full of deadly thorns. He dragged your name beneath his feet, and now he shuns you on the street. But let me love you, don't throw your life away. Come into my waiting arms, we'll fight life's bitter storm. My loving you, I'm not sorry for. And if your love's not meant for me, then wrong I'll always be. But let me love you, don't throw your life away. Thank you.
wrecked my life. She stole my love for you away. But now I beg you to forgive and take me in your arms to stay. I'm ready now to settle down. All my traveling days are over. Darling, darling, oh my love.
That's the Johnson Mountain Boys from 1983 playing their brand of traditional bluegrass music. And that was from an old, slightly scratchy LP, but I'm delighted that I was able to play it for you. I often try and pick up CDs in the days when I used to travel a bit more often. And we played as Hamilton County Bluegrass Band at a place called the Amnesia in Amnesia Bar, or just Amnesia, in San Francisco. And that was just like a New Zealand pub in many ways, with a big lineup of a bar down one side and a raised stage and a very noisy audience and a great downstairs area. And it was in a real old building in San Francisco. And it was a real experience going to Amnesia. Loved it. And I have with me here a concert recorded at Amnesia, recorded live with the Barefoot Nellies, an all-girl band, and the album's called Let Me Down Easy. Prentice Sellers on lead vocals and banjo, Nicole Solis on lead vocals and mandolin, Erica Walther on lead vocals. They all get to sing, don't they? And guitar, Betsy Maudlin on lead vocals on a couple of them, and fiddle, and Jess Beebe on bass. And they sound like a very entertaining group. The concert was introduced by a friend of mine, Chuck Poling, and so it's a great album to have and a very good reminder of the time that I went to Amnesia. I wish I'd been at this concert. Hear the Barefoot Nellies doing Hey Lonesome.
Let you
Well, the recording quality wasn't quite what I would have liked it to have been, but you get the gist of what it was like at the concert. They had a very appreciative audience, and it's always fun doing live recordings. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass from Free FM 89.0 in Hamilton, New Zealand. I'd like to say hi to all the people listening on access radio stations right throughout New Zealand, maybe Radio Hawke's Bay, Wellington Access Radio, Otago Access Radio, Radio Southland, Arrow FM, Wairarapa, Plains FM in Christchurch, Raglan Community Radio. That reminds me, Raglan Community Radio. Anyone listening to Raglan Community Radio, come along and see us on Sunday afternoon. The Trendworths, that's me and my two sons and one grandson, are playing at Christmas in the Park, and starts late afternoon and goes till almost dark, and it's going to be a great time. The Trendworths get to play our sort of brand of bluegrass-ish contemporary music. There's a reggae scar type band with trombones and tubas and saxophones and trombones. That's got a few Trendworths in it too from my family. There's a choir singing a lot of Christmas songs. There's all sorts of good music, and there's going to be food trucks there. Christmas in the Park is always good fun, so come along on Sunday. That's Sunday the 14th of December. Mark that in your diary. Make sure that you're there and say that you heard about it on Back Porch Bluegrass from Free FM. Also, something else, if you're looking for music, on Friday night at the Morrinsville Rotary Community Hall is the December club night for the Morrinsville Country Music Club. And as it's a Christmas night, the night's going to be a little bit different. It's going to be music in the first half, and there'll be some carol singing. There'll be a big supper, and a very friendly night and good fun night. Come along to that. There's going to be some good music there, and you can say hi to me there saying, oh, I heard about this on Back Porch Bluegrass. That'd be really nice if you can do that. So thanks for tuning in. Back in 2020, we had an opportunity to record with a delightful young woman from the USA called Caroline Jones, who was much more famous and high-powered than we ever expected. I just got this phone call from a lovely lady who said she wanted to play and record some bluegrass music. Could I help her? So I rounded up my sons and Keith McMillan, and we went up to the studio and we recorded these two Christmas songs. I played one last week, Winter Wonderland. Today I'm going to play Silver Bells. We did these at the same sessions. My boys did the harmonies along with Caroline, and there's a bluegrass treatment of a few standards for Christmas time. We had a lot of fun doing it with Caroline Jones, and you could always see her touring with the Zac Brown Band, and she's an important part of that show. But here is our version of Silver Bells.
Silver bells,
silver bells,
silver bells,
silver bells,
silver bells.
that was so much fun. I don't think Caroline realised how well the boys could sing, and so she really worked them hard once she found out that they could follow her parts. And she is a delightful singer, and very flexible voice, as you can hear, but she really pushed the boys up high. And Tim, who does the part immediately under hers, was singing at the top of his voice. If you want to follow up on that, you can go on YouTube and type in Caroline Jones and the Trenwiths, Silver Bells, or the name of the song, and it's all the outtakes of us rehearsing the song, putting it together, working out how we could make it sound bluegrassy and how we'd do that, and shots of us recording it. It was filmed beautifully, it's a delight to see it on YouTube. You see us working together and a lot of fun, and Tim saying that he needed some whiskey for his voice if he's going to sing that high. And they went out and got him a bottle of whiskey, and he hardly ever drinks whiskey, so I have no idea what he did with it. Anyway, let's get back to bluegrass, right? One of my favourite albums of all time is nothing much to do with bluegrass at all. It was Merle Haggard paying tribute to his hero, Jimmy Rogers, and he did it with the Strangers playing the backup music, which had some wonderful guitar and dobro in it. And in it, he really captured the sound of bluegrass music, I thought. Did a fine job. And it was a double LP set, and then it later came out as a single CD. And I'm going to play a song from that. It's actually a song that's been done by a few bluegrasses. I know Bill Clifton did a great version of it when he came out to New Zealand. It's a song called Peach Pickin' Time in Georgia. Lots of bluegrasses have done it. But I think Merle Haggard's version of Jimmy Rogers' version of it, whew, you get lots of complications here, isn't it? Sounds as good as any you've ever heard. Peach Pickin' Time in Georgia.
Peach picking time in Georgia, apple picking time in Tennessee, cotton picking time in Mississippi, everybody picks on me. And when it's roundup time in Texas, the cowboys make whoopee. And way on down in Alabama, it's gal picking time to me. Yodelay-o, delay-o, deep-o-lay. There's a bluegrass down in Kentucky, Virginia's where they do the swing, and Carolina, now I'm coming to you to spend the spring. Arkansas, I hear you calling, I know I'll see you soon. And there's where we'll do a little picking underneath the Ozark moon. Yodelay, yodelay, yodelay. When all the pickers picking the cotton, that's when I'll pick a wedding ring. We'll go downtown and buy a wedding gown for the wedding in the spring. I hope the preacher knows his business, I know he can't fool me. When it's peach picking time in Georgia, gal picking time to me. Yodelay, oh,
always thought that Jimmy Rogers would have loved Merle Haggard's version of his songs. He just gets the right tone in his voice and the right feel in the music, and isn't that a good song? Peach Pickin' Time in Georgia. While we're doing the States, I picked another track from Raymond McLean's album Kentucky Mountain Banjo, and this is a classic, My Old Kentucky Home, and this is Raymond McLean and Friends picking away here. That's probably the more regular way of playing the tune, probably as it was intended to be played, with a plunky banjo and a little bit of mandolin accompaniment, a bit different from the Osborne Brothers version of My Old Kentucky Home. Ah, well, you're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass, and we're just about done for this program. It's been all sorts of places, hasn't it, with a bit of old-timey sounding stuff and maybe a little bit of slightly more contemporary stuff, but we're going to finish up with an instrumental from Bill Emerson, one of my banjo heroes of all time. I just loved his music. He put out lots of albums of banjo playing, and he just had a lovely, clear style. And I'm going to play a track from Gold Plated Banjo is the name of the album. He's got some wonderful help on here. Tony Rice on guitar, Jimmy Goodrow on mandolin, Larry Stevenson on some tracks on mandolin, and Ricky Simpkins on fiddle, Mark Schatz on bass, and Ronnie Simpkins on bass. He's different players that worked with Bill over the years, and he always came up with some great tunes, and this is one called Reynard and the Canebrakes. Thanks very much for tuning into Back Porch Bluegrass. I really appreciate it. Remember to come to the Morrinsville Country Music Concert on Friday night if you live locally. It's a bit hard if you're up in Duluth, Minnesota, but I won't expect you to be there. Or the Christmas in the Park at Raglan. You can go out to Raglan early. It'd be a lovely day on the beach, and we were rained out once, but I'm hoping that's not going to happen this weekend after all the fine weather that we're having this week. So come and see me if you can. And in the meantime, prepare to tune into Back Porch Bluegrass next week, just like you have done this week. Here we go with Reynard and the Canebrakes from Bill Emerson. Thank you.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.